Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10, Letter Number 3090, Baruch Hashem, the 10th day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership of Agudas Chabad, that is in the Holy Land, Tibon of Zikoyin Hashem Alem Yichu Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, my previous letter, for sure you have received it in a timely way, confirm receipt. The Rebbe is asking them to confirm the receipt. Apparently, until the Rebbe is reminding them, they didn't, on their own, confirm receipt of the Rebbe's letter. Now, it starts with number 2 over here. And the Rebbe is attaching hereby a letter that the Rebbe has written to one. And the Rebbe suggested over there too that he wants them to read it in the Asifa, in the gathering of Agudas Chabad. Over there, the Rebbe is, it's letter number 3052. Over there, the Rebbe is like very strong about how they should conduct, you know, what they're doing over there in the Rebbe Baldurden. And the Rebbe is kind of giving them a little bit of a rebuke. That and the Rebbe brings out that it's a special opportunity that people have to do the work of the Friedrich Rebbe, of the Rebbe, and it's their opportunity and their privilege, and they should be taken. So the Rebbe asked him to read this letter for the group of the meeting of Agudas Chabad, etc. Number 3. So the Rebbe says further, I've already suggested and I've requested that you should interest yourself to meet those people that come to visit me when they're in the United States. You should make it a point to go visit them. Because the Rebbe says there are several things that these people promised me, like in the meeting with the Rebbe, they promised the Rebbe. But, you know, somebody promises someone, he may go through, may not come through, but it's a tremendous benefit, self-understood, that those people themselves should say that they have detailed these, that they have promised these details. So if you meet with them and they tell you that this is what they spoke to the Rebbe, so then for sure they will fulfill their promises as soon as possible. So basically make them, try to meet with them and make them go ahead and also tell you what they have done, what they have promised, and so they will fulfill it. So the Rebbe says, the fact that you haven't written about this, the silence, you had not yet done anything about it. The Rebbe says, it's a shame for the past, but at least, the Rebbe says, for sure, you will try to fulfill this in the future. And the Rebbe says, and it's understood that this would also include to correct some of the past. Why? What does it mean? Let's say people met the Rebbe in the past. So the Rebbe says you can find some excuse, some reason to visit those who were in the United States even some time, a little bit of time ago. So make a point to go meet with them. So in other words, the Rebbe met with them, they make commitments, and the Rebbe wants them to follow up so that these people will go ahead and actually fulfill what they committed. And the Rebbe says, when you make a point to visit with these people, in the middle of your discussion, you can turn the subject to their visit with the Rebbe and what was talked about over there. Especially, the Rebbe says, about the effort to meet with Mr. Ben-Zion Sheyichya Dinburg and with Mr. Burg Sheyichya. Mr. Burg, I'm assuming that's the Yosef Burg, was actually a relative of the Rebbe's. He ended up being a minister, and the Rebbe was actually pretty upset with him at the end, but they had a lot of influence, a lot of control. And the Rebbe said it's self-understood that it's very important that you should notify over here in details from your meeting and the discussion. Now, these people aren't used to it. The Rebbe is on top of them. He's saying, you know, you need to report back here. And this is all, you know, I'm meeting with the people, the Rebbe is working with them and initiating various different things. At least you should try to follow up on it, and then it's absolutely necessary for you to go back and report back to the Rebbe. There's no, number four is missing here. Number five, the Rebbe says, even though I'm writing about this to the Vad, to the board of the Kfar, of the village, the Rebbe says, I'm also mentioning in this letter also, because this is so important. And the Rebbe says that you have to take into consideration that those people who settle in the village, the residents of the village, they need to have a say how the village is being run. They're settlers there, they live there, so they need to be able to determine what the settlement is like. So, the Rebbe says, even though before they settle in, they agree for all the matters. So they wanted to keep it, say, a Kfar Chabad. So they say, if you want to settle here, you have to accept that you're going to go along the lines of the Chabad policies. So the Rebbe says, even if they agree to that, or even let's say there's some opponents and they don't magnify, they don't stand out what they have, their idea, you know that you're not really accepting, you know, the view and the rules of the village and Chabad village. But the Rebbe says all what it takes is a short time. What they have in their heart comes out in the open. In other words, while they're accepting this is the condition, but then they're going to start to make noise and they're going to start to influence. They want to have a say how the Kfar Chabad, how it should be run. So the Rebbe says, therefore, you should sort of approach this before the problem comes, before in a proper way. So the Rebbe says, you have to be on guard to see there are some people that really don't belong or don't really want to go along with the rules of the kafar. And even though they say, yeah, they sign off maybe that they'll follow, but it's not going to take a long time until they'll start making noises and causing problems. So therefore, the Rebbe says, those who are very clearly, to begin with, that are opposed, don't agree to a Hasidic lifestyle. They don't want to, I'm giving an example, the women don't want to cover their hair, they don't want to dress modestly, so they should settle peacefully and pleasantly in a place where there's going to be peace between them and the others. They should go find a settlement where the other people are of the same kind of idea. I mean, don't come to another settlement and try to cause them to change because you want things done differently. So then just, if you don't like this lifestyle, find yourself a place where they don't have this lifestyle. And then there's that, I don't know exactly. But the Rebbe is looking ahead and making sure that there is not going to come up to try to avoid problems down the road with people that are not really in agreement with this lifestyle and how to approach this. This is what the Rebbe is discussing here. Number six, the Rebbe says, it is fitting to encourage the Hasidim, those who were active in community outreach in general, and those that worked in Chabad, specifically outreach, in the country that we come from, that's back from Russia, so that they should write up their memories as long as they can still remember. There is a lot of the elderly people that went through a lot in the previous country, they should write it down. And the Rebbe says, for sure, over time, once we collect all these memories, there's going to be a benefit also to the many. And number seven, The Rebbe says, as a follow-up to this, this Rabbi Aaron Elioshi Yichar Romanov Gershuni is interested, based on what he writes, his letter, also to do something like this. So it is fitting that the people who can write up should come in connection with him, try to connect, and together you should find the ways how to utilize the memories for the greatest of the benefits with blessing. This is the name of the Rebbe by Aleph Kvint, by the secretary. So the Rebbe is writing this to Agudas Chabad. First of all, the Rebbe is telling him to read the letter of encouragement or rebuke, whatever that Rebbe wrote about the special opportunity to be involved in the Chabad outreach. The Rebbe asks them to meet with the people that he met in the United States, to follow up with them and what discuss about what they discussed, and they should sort of say what they committed to the Rebbe, and that would make them obligated to fulfill as soon as possible what they committed to. And also from some people, and the Rebbe specifically talks about specifically people that were here already in the past, because it seems like they didn't do anything about it, in order to benefit. The Rebbe says, send back a very detailed report to me back here. It's important. And the Rebbe also is writing to them where he talks about the kfar, to make the village, to make sure that people that settle there should be people of the same thinkings, to avoid problems down the road. And the Rebbe also asks the people to write up their memories that they have back from back home, from Russia, and Soviet Union. And the Rebbe says to see to it, and this would be a benefit for the many, to write up all the different memories that they have.